This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. Exercise is something we often talk about in January, usually in the context of getting healthier. But here in Idaho, biologists and engineers are looking for ways to get fish more exercise, specifically trout, salmon, and steelhead raised in hatcheries. The idea is to force fish to work out so they're in better shape and more likely to live once they're released. The idea grew out of a plan to find better ways to clean hatchery tanks called raceways. The tanks are difficult and expensive to clean. Managers hope to kill two birds with one stone, flush out waste, and force fish to get physical. Kevin Meyer is a biologist with Idaho Fish and Game, and Ralph Budwig is a professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Idaho's Stream Lab in Boise. Budwig told our Samantha Wright that it's the perfect place to test ways to make the water move faster.
We have a large flume here. It's about 2 meters wide and 20 meters long, and it's about half the size of a fish rearing raceway. So we're doing some testing here. The raceways as they're built in Idaho right now are just open channels. We're proposing to put these baffles into them, these plates that go across, and they have a gap at the bottom, and they'll be there for two reasons. One, to sweep the waste at the bottom of the fish raceway, and the other to provide regions of higher velocity so the fish can have exercise.
And Kevin, tell me, why do you need to exercise fish? Why is that important?
Well, Idaho Fish and Game has done a lot of studies over the years to try to maximize return rates of the fish that we release for anglers to catch. So, you know, when we stock fish, not all of them get caught by anglers, whether that's resident fish like just rainbow trout that we release, or anadromous fish that we release at a very small size and they swim all the way to the ocean and come back. So we're always interested in maximizing the number of fish that we spend money to raise, try to maximize how many get caught by anglers. And so there's the potential, besides this raceway cleaning effect that we should see, the exercise could benefit the fish. They could be more healthy in the hatchery. So we may have less disease problems in hatcheries. They may have better food conversion rates. So the amount of feed that we feed and the amount of food that they're able to process into fish flesh, that could improve. And then the post-release performance. We hope that when we release these fish, we'll see higher returns for the anglers, and it'll be, you know, just a better bang for our buck, basically, for the anglers.
And the added benefit is, if I'm understanding this right, it could help you guys save money and time, because if you push the water through faster, then the fish waste goes with it, and you don't have to clean the tanks. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that should be just sort of an inherent benefit from this whole program. We spend a lot of time and energy, our hatchery staff does, weekly cleaning the raceways with brooms. So any time that they can divert to other work that they have to do around the hatcheries, that'll save us money. So we're sure that we're going to experience some money savings just from that perspective.
So it sounds great for the fish and for the people.
Yeah. We hope so. I mean, we know it'll reduce the amount of money that we have to spend on cleaning our raceways, and that is, you know, a significant expense. But any benefit that we can see from the exercise training would just sort of be icing on the cake, and we're hopeful that we'll see that. We'll definitely be able to evaluate with our current research that we're doing, and so we should know, you know, in a year or two whether we see increased returns from this.
And of course, the fish are going to get a workout. They're going to work a little harder and maybe be a little more tough when they go out in the field.
Exactly. We all could use a little more exercise, right?
And it will be closer to what naturally reared fish have.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we stock some of these fish in rivers. So when we release these fish, if they have not had those sort of conditions in the raceway, they may not be prepared for them once we release them. So added velocities in the raceways may make them more prepared to deal with the velocities they experience in river. And when we stock them in reservoirs, it may give them an added ability to escape any predators that are out there, whether that's birds or other fish. So we may see that sort of a benefit as well.
Kevin Meyer is with Idaho Fish and Game, and Ralph Budwig is a professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Idaho. Meyer says that they hope to try out the new baffle system in a couple of hatcheries early this year.